ma. Do you feel like these tones of Chinese sounds exactly the same to your ears? Do you find tones of Mandarin Chinese are pain in the neck and you still don't know how to pronounce them correctly and you can't differentiate different tones of Mandarin Chinese? This video, I'm going to tell you how to fix this particular problem. Katrina, the founder and the teacher of Smart Mandarin, guiding you from zero beginner to a confident speaker. In this video, I'm going to teach you how to pronounce different tones of Mandarin Chinese and the techniques how to do it. Alright, now let's get started. So first of all, I believe that most of you had this exact same experience the teacher are using this chart. Ma, this classic example to practice with you the tones of Mandarin Chinese over and over again, right? But after that, you don't know what to do. The thing is, knowing the foundation and basic is very important. So you must know the first tone is ma, the flat tone. And the second tone is ma, ma. Okay. And then you have to know the third tone is ma, ma, very low. Ma. And the fourth one is ma, ma. The neutral one is light and short. Ma, ma. But what about after that? Well, like I say, it's important to know the foundation. But at the end of the day, I have to tell you, knowing how to pronounce one single tone clearly, it's not the most important thing. Yes, you heard me. It is not the most important thing because at the end of the day, you have to say the vocabulary. You have to use the vocabulary and you have to say a sentence. So one single sound, the tone, it doesn't really matter or the most important thing. Let me give you one example. For example, you're learning this vocabulary, which means smart and intelligent. That is 聪明. From this example, you see two sound or two tones. One is first tone, 聪, and the other one is 明. So that would be 聪明. If you close your mouth, it will sound like this. All right. This is what I call tone combination. Each vocabulary is a tone combination. This, for example, is a first tone and second tone. 聪明, first and second tone combination. So my solution to you is, after the basic foundation, ma, you have to go right into tone combination. What is first tone and second tone combination sound like? Okay, it sounds like Instead of practicing one single tone, you need to practice the combination because the combination matters. Whenever you're learning a new vocabulary, you are pronouncing, you are saying, you're practicing the combination. Like 聪明. Let me give you another example. 心情, which means mood. 心情. This tone combination is exactly like the previous one. 心情, 心情。Let's compare these two together. 聪明，聪明，嗯哼，嗯哼。心情，心情，嗯哼。Mm-hmm. Now you know how does first tone and second tone combination sound like. So the more you practice tone combination, the more you are familiar with the combinations and tone, and your ears can distinguish that. And not only that, your pronunciation will get better because the more you practice, the better you get. So what's next after the tone combination?After the tone combination, you need to extend the sentence, extend what you say. What does that mean? Now you know first tone and second tone combination, 聪明. Let's extend it. 很聪明, very smart. 很 is a third tone. Now you start practicing more. 很很很很很聪明聪明, which you practiced already before, so all you have to do is add one more word and one more sound, one more tone to that. So 很聪明很聪明很聪明很聪明. Did you notice not only I extend the sentence or the vocabulary, I also speed up. That's right.You need to listen more how the tone and the vocabulary pronunciation sound like when it's slow, 很聪明, and when it speed up, 很聪明很聪明很聪明很聪明. Again, at the end of the day, nobody will speak to you
很聪明
No.No one would say that slow to you. Instead, the people and native speaker, they would say 很聪明很聪明很聪明很聪明 Now you know how it sounds like when we speed up with third tone, first tone, and second tone. 很聪明很聪明很聪明很聪明 Now, let's add up one more word. 他 first tone. He.So now you have a sentence. 他很聪明. He is smart. He's very smart. 他很聪明. 他很聪明. So now you try to extend because you know 聪明聪明很聪明. You know how it sounds like. And now 他很聪明. So what's the next step? The next step is you have a sentence.And you break it. How do you break it? Tone combination pieces. What do I mean by that? 他 is one piece, meaning he. 很聪明 is another piece, means very smart or smart, depending on the context. So 他很聪明他很聪明他很聪明他很聪明 You see what I'm doing?I'm making one sentence into pieces. What pieces? Logical tone combination pieces for you to practice. 他很聪明他很聪明很聪明很聪明他很聪明他很聪明 All right, so now let's do a recap of the whole process. First of all,You need to know the foundation of each tone sound like, that's for sure. But the more important thing is the combination, tone combinations. So practice with different tone combinations. And the next step is from slow to speed up. You need to speed up with each tone combination in order to understand how it sounds like,When you say slowly, or when people say slowly, and when people say fast, so to speed up. And the next step is to extend the sentence or extend the tone. So, 他很聪明他很聪明 Now you have the whole thing, which is the whole sentence. The next step is break the sentence down into tone combination pieces to practice your pronunciation and your tone. So, 他 很聪明。And then you speed up again. Slow, speed up. Slow, speed up. 他很聪明。他很聪明。I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm just saying that there are some ways that you can practice your tones. If you like this tone combination method, I have a special free live training for you. I will teach you how to pronounce each tone combination and walk you through all the process we just discussed. And if you're interested, also would like to work on your tones and pronunciation, don't miss out on this free live special training. The link is down below to save your seat and register for the live training. And if you like this video, please hit the like button, subscribe to my channel, and hit the notification bell to be notified when I have new video lessons every week because this is very important to me. Thank you very much for watching. I'll see you next time. 再见!